Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 goals, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulls down. What do we do now? It's from a band out
of my. Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right. We're sitting back here for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Tuesday afternoon. And I have got to tell you that I'm going to need your help today because we are just not feeling right. You know, it started coming down shortly thereafter our broadcast yesterday, and I don't know what it is. It may just be the air, but I'll tell you what, it's getting the best of us, and we are not liking it at all. But I'm pounding some OJ and trying to take some meds, and hopefully this thing will get cleared up. I need to get some NyQuil and just go to bed right after this daggone deal and not wake up till tomorrow. But now there's too much going on. We got too much to do, try to get things wrapped up. But I appreciate everybody jumping on board here today. Got a little bit to talk about here. I did get to catch most of Rodeo Houston last night. Shane Hansey, of course, finishing, I believe, second place again last night, which was really good for round two. I look forward to seeing him go at it again tonight. But, of course, you know, Trevor Brazil, who actually missed his tie last night, that calf actually broke out, and so he got a no time. But he'll be back here tonight. All three Cooper boys, I believe two of the Cooper brothers are actually still in this race to make it to the semifinals, which will start later on here this week. So it's going to be real exciting. You know, I'll tell you what I saw was pretty exciting in the saddle bunk last night. Wow. Billy Ettbauer, you know, man, you just had to hold your breath. You talk about harsh, and he took a hard fall. Hang on a second. We'll see if we can't figure out what's going on here. Looks like I got a disconnect message here before, and I ain't seen nobody come up before since then, so I don't know if we're still online or what the deal is. It looks like Miss Barb throwing out the current standings, and we certainly appreciate it. Usually, you know, I'm used to seeing those come in there and just haven't seen them. So, but, yeah, I got to tell you, it was real impressive to watch Shane out there. Always enjoy seeing him, you know. But Billy Ettbauer last night just, oh, man, my heart just fell. And hopefully he's all right, not shaking up too bad, and hopefully we'll be able to see him again tonight. You know, 47-year-old cowboy, this guy's still getting it done. Come out last night, though, end up getting thrown over. His foot got hung up in the stirrup, and he was up underneath that horse. But I got to tell you, that horse just did everything in its power not to step on Billy as he was, you know, being run around. So there were definitely some angels looking out for him there, and thank the good Lord, because that could have been really, really bad. But, yeah, I mean, it seemed like we had another guy knocked out there in the arena. It was a hard night for the saddle bronc, that's for sure. But it was exciting to watch all the way around. The bull riding, how about the bull riding? What did you guys think about it, you know? I'll be honest with you, I was sort of kind of in and out there towards the end. I just, man, you know, I had such a hard time. And, man, I'm so daggone achy. I don't know what the heck this thing is, but I wish I'd get rid of it here real soon. But yeah, it was a good deal. Obviously, tonight's going to be the final night of the fifth Super Series there at Rodeo Houston, and I know that they'll be starting their semifinals this week, and then going into the weekend with their finals. So, should be real exciting. I for one cannot wait to see how this thing's going to play out. I like the format, and I think it's a good deal. You know, I couldn't get over the amount of people that were there. You know, it seemed like there was a pretty good crowd there, you know, throughout the entire event. And that's so important for everybody to get out there and support these deals. You know, I think they're offering, you know, so much exposure for you guys to be up close and be around these rodeos. It's a great opportunity to get out. And I'll tell you, as we, you know, a lot of us are out on spring break, you know, and that type of thing. It's a good time to go hit up these rodeos and these bull rides and show your support for them. But, yeah, it was real impressive to watch. Now, I know we got some of our Making Eight Maniacs that are not here with us today. Got to tell you that we're missing Miss Kat Johnson. Did get to see her on Twitter here earlier this morning a little bit. I know that she's out in Austin, Texas. Been going out to Rodeo Austin as well. And, you know, hopefully she's having herself a great time down there in the Lone Star State. And then, of course, we've got actually Miss Donna Davis, who's not here with us either. She is actually in Sin City hanging out, doing some conferences in Las Vegas. And just sent a tweet here a little bit ago, said that she had to go back. She wasn't going to be able to tune in today, but she wanted to tell everybody howdy. So you guys, that's a big old shout-out from Miss Donna Davis. And hopefully she'll catch the archives and get caught back up to what's been happening. But moving right along here, I think we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll start getting in. We'll talk a little bit about what we did yesterday with the PBR and how things have been going there. I know that, you know, you guys had a lot of questions and wish we had enough time to get into it. I know that a lot of the fans were a little bit confused. We're going to kind of try to help clear the air. We did some research yesterday while this, God, you know, this daggum bug is kicking my tail. But, yeah, we did do a little bit of research, kind of found out some interesting things, and we'll talk about them here when we get back. So don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making Eight.
Thank you. city lights and Las Vegas night. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. Just a friendly talk, father and son. He said, son, I know that you're number one. But you know it's like I always said. Just right before you nod your head, you know you wanna win the round. So when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg at first. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chest.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making 8. Let's book.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And I got to tell you, I'm just kind of starting to throw stuff out there already. I'm telling you, it's been a rough past couple hours here. We've just been hanging tight, hoping we can get through. Got Miss Shannon Taylor on the line here with us now, so I know that she's tuned in. And I got to tell you, there was some interesting topic of conversation here this morning. There was a lot of talk about Vegas and about some of the finals coming up, the PBR finals, and I know that they're planning a PBR sweetheart meetup for all the young ladies out there. I guess what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but it should be a good time. And I know there's a whole lot of talk. So if you guys are planning on getting out of the PBR finals there, going to have to make something big happen. Then again, it could be talking about what's going on in April in the last Cowboy Standing too, because I know that Miss Shannon Taylor is also looking to get out that way as well. So hopefully everybody's doing well here on a Tuesday. I know that I am not. I'm on that crash mode. Hopefully we can get rid of this daggone bug that's going around. I don't know what it is, but it's time to get rid of this thing. Been pounding orange juice and hopefully clearing things up, getting that vitamin C back in. But, wow, just not up to speed here today, and I apologize for that. But, you know, yesterday we were talking on the Lunch Hour Show, and we had some great topics of conversation. A lot of it comes down to the judging and what's going on within the PBR, the inconsistency. And I got to tell you, you know, we were throwing out there yesterday about some of the things that we know of from our experience in rodeo. And, you know, it has always been, to my understanding, that when there's an issue with a ride, the cowboy has an opportunity before he leaves the arena to go and actually present his case to a judge. And, you know, he can actually request a reride there. I don't know for sure, and I led that on yesterday, but I don't know for sure if that is a PBR rule now or not. I know that it has always been a rule within rodeo, a rule within just about every association out there, that most events, they actually require that the cowboy, before he leaves the arena, actually go over to the judge and request a reride and say, I don't think that bull was up to speed or up to his par. I want a reride. Or that bull fouled me. I want a reride. It may be a little bit different up there in the Biltmore Tough Series standings. I went back and tried to pull the rule book. I went back and tried to pull some of the rules and the regulations that it has within that when it talks about re-rides and things like that. It says that a judge may give the opportunity to have a re-ride. But I don't know if it's a requirement or if it's something that the Cowboys can or cannot do. You know, I will tell you this. The PBR is up in its own realm. You know, they're doing what most people, you know, have never done before. Similar to making eight, but, you know, in a different perspective because they've been on top for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years now, you know. They've been out there for a while, and, you know, they're setting standards basically by the seat of their pants. I mean, they're making calls on a whim. I have not officially seen a PBR rule book, and I don't know if they've got something that's available to the Cowboys. I know that they make changes from year in to year in, just like any other association, and they do make those corrections known. But over the course of, you know, so many years, when you've got guys that have been riding for so long, you know, I don't know. With this whole instant replay and the challenge and things like that that's played into effect, I don't know. I think that that may be what they were doing rather than going to the arena judges and actually, you know, trying to present their case to a judge. I think that that's why the challenge button is in place now, but I'm not for sure. That, you know, Christy, that's a great comment that you're putting out there in the chat room right now about the red flags being thrown for the rewrites. That is if that judge automatically knows that that bull hit himself or fouled that bull rider, or if he knows for sure that he did not present that case. But what happens if the bull rider feels like it didn't do it? You know, then it's up to him, I think, to go over to those judges and, you know, ask for a review. Hence why they may have that challenge button. I don't know the 100% deal on that situation. If I was Savano, I would have certainly went over there and tried to fight for that. I really do. I think that, but I think that it has to somewhat be left up, you know, when there's a case like that. Like I said, they marked that bull, I think, just above what would constitute as an automatic re-ride. And I would have certainly presented my case to him because I do not feel like that bull did perform to the best of his abilities, and I think a re-ride should have been given to him. That's just my opinion on things. But, you know, when we're talking about an association like the PBR, they're setting the standards. They're the ones that are setting the rules. And I think that they need to come up with something more defined, you know, for these riders, for these athletes that are going to be moving their way up into those associations to be acclimated, and hopefully some of the other associations will follow. I see that Barb has been doing some research as well and saying that she was actually denied access into the PBR rulebook deal. And, yeah, that's probably where you'll find the official rule book, where they'll go in and they'll make the changes, but they'll set things out and what the responsibilities are for the athletes, you know, because I know at any rodeo that I've ever been to and been competing at, that if I did not feel, if the judge gave me a low score, it was up to me to go over and ask them, you know, listen, that I don't think that bull gave me a fair shot. I'd like a re-ride on it. And, you know, if they see something, if they feel like that would be the case, then they would certainly jump on board with that. You know, I don't know. Being that it's the PBR, you know, like I said, they're kind of setting their own rules and making their own guidelines to it. So I would certainly hope that they could get some more clarification on that. You know, and yeah, I see that. Wish that there were, you know, there was a way for the fans at home that they could actually hit the challenge button as well. It, you know, when it comes down to situations like that, it is up to the judges. You know, that's where it comes in with that inconsistency that we're seeing. When we're seeing a bull score come in at 16 and we're seeing another bull score come in at 20, well, you get all four bull riders or judges that are judging that bull and they score them at 16, it's going to be an automatic re-ride. But if you got one that's 16, one that's 20, that, you know, that cuts out that average. I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't like it, though. You know, I don't think that it's something that, they're not consistent on it. And that's what we were discussing yesterday on the show is the amount of consistency that needs to happen when you're talking about a sport like the PBR, when you're talking about an association like the PBR. You know, you've got to come up with a matter of consistency, and I don't think at this time that they have that. Hopefully they will. You know, I mean, this is obviously a turning point for them. They've been around for a number of years, and they're trying to make things more and more popular. They're trying to draw more and more fans in there, you know. So they've got to do different things, and I think that's why we're seeing that inconsistency out here. But, I'm hoping that they'll get a grip on this deal and start making things more universal, where it doesn't matter what event we're going to see, that we're going to see the same type of judging. We're going to see the same rules in place. So, Christy, that's another good point. As fans, we do get very emotional when we see things like that, but it's like watching a football game. You know, when an umpire makes a bad call, you know, we're sitting at home, we're looking to throw something at the television because we're so darn frustrated. You know, it is absolutely, I think, a matter of something that the athletes can't control. It. The bull riders cannot control what happens out there when a judge makes a call or doesn't make a call. So, you know, I know myself personally, there have been times where I felt like that bull had hipped himself coming out, threw me off right there, and didn't give me an opportunity. So I would go over and constitute. The judge said, nope, I didn't see it, I'm sorry. And I'd turn around and walk away. There's nothing you can do to control that. You know, you do what you can, you ride the bulls that you can, and you let the rest lie in the hands of the judges. It is what it is, you know. So we as fans have got to kind of accept that thing, you know, that much of it as well. You know, what happened here in Glendale, you know, like I said, Savano may come back and have a ride at 7.9, or he may end up in a position like Chris Shivers where he actually was pulled down, did slap a bull, you know, didn't get seen, didn't get challenged, and he got away with one, you know. So like Gary LaFue says, it all works out in the wash, you know. And I see that we've got one of our newest members jumping on board here, one of our newest Making Eight Maniacs, and Dennis, and I want to say welcome and thanks for jumping on board here and getting on board with us. You know, it's hard to really figure out a score discrepancy. Because the type of judging, each judge is a little bit different, and each judge is going to be looking for different things. You know, most judges will give you extra points for certain things where other judges may not. And, you know, that's where it comes down to like spurring and things like that. You know, we talked with Scotty Plowman yesterday, who, you know, has a tendency to give more points to somebody who's really in control and spurring, you know, the hide off of a bull, you know, out there in the arena. He's gonna chalk up a lot of points to somebody for him, you know. But hang on a second. I'm actually getting hit up here on my Facebook, and you know me, I don't multitask well, so I had to respond there. Sorry about that. But anyways, you know, what we're seeing is the inconsistency in the points scored for these bulls, where, you know, when you've got four judges judging for one particular bull, and you're seeing the discrepancies of 2 and 3 and 4 points, that says a lot. That says that there's some major issues there in their judging. It doesn't matter where it is that they're basing their points off of. the PBR needs to step up and fix those. Otherwise, the Cowboys are going to suffer. And in that situation, I think that we actually saw that. I'm actually trying to check up. Got some good Cowboy logic coming at you today, too, here, Rodeo fans. So you guys will have to stay tuned to that. But trying to get caught up here. I believe Brendan Clark is going to have a show tonight, and hopefully we'll all be able to jump in and tune in there with him tonight. And maybe that'll be a good question for you guys to ask him up there, is the if he's noticing an inconsistency in the judges, or ask him about the ruling with the with a bull scoring so low, is it the responsibility, if it's not low enough where the judges are automatically going to throw the flag, is it up to the Cowboy to go over and actually present his case and say, look, that bull didn't give me, you know, anything to go on. I don't know. It's all human nature, and it's, you know, it can get very confusing when we're trying to break things down. But the bottom line is this. I think that if the Cowboys were that upset about it, that they would have gone to him in the arena. They took the 78.5 or 79 point score and went on their way. And, you know, with that in mind, you know, maybe that they're going to present their case during the week to the PBR office, and hopefully they can get some things locked in and fixed about it. That's what I would personally like to see. I think that they do need to make some big changes. So, it's just one of those deals, though, that we have to deal with as fans until they can get something fixed so where we can watch this thing in a consistent manner. But until then, I'm going to tell you, I'm not liking what I'm seeing. that's the bottom line. I'm not happy with what I'm seeing there in those scores coming in. It just shows me that there's not enough well-trained people out there. Yeah, that's a good point, Gabby. Maybe we should all sit around and actually have a stiff drink or two prior to the event starting, and then we'd be calm enough. That makes perfect sense. Jens, we will be posting that link out here this afternoon on Twitter and on Facebook. We'll get that link posted out there for you for the Brendan Clark show here this evening. So, he will be putting it out. I believe it starts at 9:00 Eastern Standard Time, unless something drastic changes. That'll be the time that he sets out. It's a great show to sit back and watch. Brendan, and we can talk with him about this week. I know that he had a rough week. Did enjoy watching him and Luke, though, on the Built Ford Tough invasion. That was pretty impressive, watching that old shootout. Enjoyed seeing that. I think it's good that they didn't put Luke Snyder with a gun, though. But, hey, that's just my opinion on it. Wow, man, this time is just dragging on. We've actually still got about 40 minutes left in our show. We've got to let you know, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940, if you guys want to jump on board and, give us a call. It would certainly help me out a lot. We might even not even make it the full hour. We are just not feeling good at all. We got to get some rest. I'm telling you, this thing is beat up. Well, I know that, last Tuesday we ran into the same situation that we're going to run into this Tuesday, though, watching Rodeo Houston. I'm going to have to kind of go back and forth, and I'll probably break out after the bull riding, but you can bet that I'll be in watching Rodeo Houston as well on BuckersNow.com. So, anyways, it is what it is. We got to get through it, though. It's only Tuesday here in the week, and I've got to kick this thing. Otherwise, by Friday, I'm really going to be hurting. But we're going to do it. We're going to suck it up. We're going to make it happen. I think we're going to take another short break, though, fans. When we come back, we'll talk more bull riding, more rodeo action with you. So don't go anywhere. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Megan 8.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. 'Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer, she'll still ride. and it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the night, for my boots deliver and mine. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side with hands till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. Can't resist my resist all. It's black as a night for my first ever night. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. Double docking boat ramp and whiskey shaking, never stir. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's great. You can't resist my resist on. It's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Folks, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds, or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Hi, everybody. This is Dusty Tuckness, 2009 NFR Bullfighter, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right. Welcome back. Sorry about that there, folks. We had some technical difficulties getting back online. Got to tell you, I'm seeing some great comments coming in here, and actually a pretty funny one there on Twitter. If you guys are following Miss Shannon, and of course she's online tuning in, but she said when we actually mentioned about her tuning in on the phone, she's actually waving at everybody, and that is literally – and so everybody walking around there is kind of wondering who she's waving at. We all know Shannon's crazy, so it's no loss there with us. We recognize the fact that she's just nutty. But I think it's great that she's actually waving to you, the Bacon 8 fans, as we send her a big old shout out as she's tuned in on the phones. Let's see. Oh, I see some of the comments coming in about Rodeo Houston having Spanish co-hosts. I don't know that the PBR should get Brazilian commentators. Now, I will tell you that you put somebody like Adriano out there or something like that, you know, I think they need to provide it on the Spanish networks. Now, if they're going to carry it on the Spanish networks, then I absolutely think that that should be the case. I think that it would be great for the Brazilians to be able to keep in tune, but as long as they're doing that, I think that we need to get access. When our, you know, when the riders are down there in Brazil riding, for instance, like the Brazilian championship, the Brazilian finals, I think that we should have an American commentator down there for us because it made things a whole lot difficult to try to watch and follow along with what's going on. I think that I'm definitely lost. Thanks for that comment there, Marty. Like I said, it has been one of those days. Let's see. Hopefully, if Dennis does have Twitter, that he's starting to follow all of us Making 8 Maniacs out there and get on board with the PBR fans, and hopefully you're following us, and make sure you drop us a note and say hi sometime. We love to keep connected with you guys outside of what happens during our broadcast, so you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. Man, I wish that this thing would just go away. It is kicking my butt today. Let's see. Because we don't speak Portuguese, it makes things very difficult, especially when we're watching like the Brazilian finals. That was broadcasted on the internet, which did give us access. Now, I will tell you, I would have loved to have been able to see the Australian finals as well as the Canadian finals, too. I think that those are, some things that we should just have the opportunity to be able to see as fans. And hopefully maybe the PBR get some of those things together and, we can purchase some sort of package or something, to where we can be able to tune in and watch those. I think that it's important. And really, internet TV, internet broadcasting is where it's going. And Making 8 has sort of been, in this works here for the last year. And I think we've come a long way in the year that we have been in building this thing from scratch. I mean, we took basically what nobody else has ever done and did something, very unique and started, we don't have the dollars behind it, but neither do the associations, and we want to promote the sport that we love so much. And it doesn't matter where we are or who we're working for. We want to go and we want to make these things as big as possible for you, the fans, and for you guys to be able to tune in and watch us, I think is, it's great. And, you guys to be able to interact at the arenas that we're at, I think that it will hopefully help draw you guys into more of those. I see that now, and I apologize. It's Denise, and I absolutely apologize. Man, just chalk it up to me being sick, please, and I'll let you punch me in the stomach when you see me sometime, okay? Moving right along. Barb, that's a great comment coming in our chat room about the PBR finals in Australia this past year, that they were working on it and hopefully hope to resolve some internet issues over there and get things linked up for us so that way we can tune in and see what's going on. I would absolutely love it. I think that it's, something that, we as fans, and the same way with our European fans and our Australian fans that can't keep tuned in with what's going on, that's why Making 8 is out here. We want to be able to reach out to everybody. So, I think it's real important. I see the comment coming in there, and that, of course, this is going back to me calling Denise Dennis, and that's just bad news. Man, I see that people actually look you in the face and call you Dennis. That's bad. Make sure you get over and you're following Making 8 as well. I don't know if you are or not, but make sure you drop me a line so that way we can make sure to get over and follow you. But anyways, moving right along here. It looks like Miss Kat Johnson was able to get over here to us at the T-Mobile booth, but she wasn't logged in the chat room. So she has been tuned in, and want to say a big old shout out to her as well. Glad that she is able to tune in with us. That's excellent that she's able to tune in from Rodeo Austin, and we can't wait to hear from her and find out how things are going over there. Looks like you are following Making 8, huh? Well, make sure to send me a little request or something. Send me a little note so I can make sure that I'm following you as well, okay? And yes, definitely. That's a good comment there, Christy. Thanks for welcome to our crazy world of Twitter. And you know, they don't call us Making Eight Maniacs for nothing. I mean, really. You know, we are definitely maniacs. Love it. There's a special piece in each one of us that makes up who we are. Oh wow! It looks like that's a great comment there, Denise. I like it. I worked in furniture for over 10 years, so Dennis is actually one of the nicer names that she's been called. Love it. So, anyways, well, like I said, welcome to the Making Eight group, and welcome to the Making Eight Maniac group. We got to get you on board. We'll get you linked up with the PBR Tweethearts and get you really out there and pushing. Hopefully you've got your thumb working well, because you'll be sending lots of tweets to all of us fans out here. We're a family and definitely want to bring you in and glad that you're out there. And for those of you that don't know, I actually talked with Denise last week during our show, or towards the end of our show. And we were talking about she's just getting involved in the sport, just learning to understand the sport itself. So, you know, we're here to answer questions for her and help bring her into the sport, get her excited about it. Hopefully we'll get to see her at some of these events here real, real soon. So, anyways, wow, I got to tell you, I just don't know how much longer we have got in us here for today's show. This thing is taking just about every bit out of me. This is pretty harsh. I haven't felt like this in probably a year or two. But this thing is certainly kicking my butt. That's right. Denise is a two-week-old newbie, and I like it. I'm glad that you're getting excited about the sport, and hopefully you'll develop that passion that we do for it, you know. We want to get you excited about it, but we want to answer your questions. We want to get you to have the knowledge about it. So if you have questions at any time, please feel free to jump on board here and, you know, ask away. We're happy to, we're certainly happy to answer your questions. So, yes, there is a PBR cut coming up here, after Fresno. They're going to be making a cut. Now I'm going to tell you, Caleb Sanderson was one of the Cowboys that got moved up. I think that he's going to end up getting cut. I know that Stormy is in trouble, and that's not good either. Hopefully these guys can make something happen. But, you know, you take a look at what Luke Snyder did, and with his back up against the wall and him facing those cuts, you know, he overcame that adversity. So, you know, I absolutely agree with you. I think that we're going to see some of these guys really bear down. And, you know, one of the other comments I want to make is, you know, if you guys had an opportunity to listen to Colby Yates talk about Last Cowboy Standing this weekend, if you were listening to the LEC and you heard the interview that they had there from him at the arena, you know that, you know, Colby was really excited about this. And he was talking about how we're going to get to see some of these Cowboys do things that they would not normally do, you know. I think we're going to see a lot of that. I think we're going to see these Cowboys really step up their game and try to overcome this adversity, knowing what's at stake. The amount of money that's at stake for this one-time event is going to be huge. And I think we're going to see things go – when you see these Cowboys and they get their backs up against the wall, just like, you know, I think we're seeing guys like Stormy and guys like Caleb Sanderson, I think you're going to see them jump out there and rise to the occasion. Christy, I've got to disagree with you there. I think that Stormy Wing, Caleb Sanderson, you know, Caleb has yet to win an actual event. This guy has placed in money last year, rode over 50% of his bulls last year on tour. You know, I'm not quite sure what it is, but I can tell you this, that he's getting on the same caliber of bulls at these Touring Pro events. They're winning money. But I think it's when you're coming down to competing against guys like the top 40 in the world, you know, and you've got inconsistent judges, you've got things like that that are falling in place, it makes things more difficult for somebody who's just stepping into it. So hopefully the PBR will tighten that up as well, and we can start seeing that. But I think you're going to see these guys rise to the occasion. I'm looking forward to Fresno. So, um, But yeah, absolutely. It's most certainly one of those things that I think we're gonna have to look forward to this weekend in Fresno, is seeing some of these guys step up. And hey, you know, I may just pick Stormy and Caleb there this weekend, you know, in my fantasy things, because I think that they're gonna rise to the occasion. I think when their back's up against the wall, they know what's at stake. This is kind of like their one opportunity to make something happen. Usually you're going to see these Cowboys cowboy up and do it. I think that I am just about done here, fans. I think that I finally just about wore out. But I've got to get you some Cowboy logic for the day. And, here's some good ones for you. Now, you know, yesterday we started following Michael Jordan, and everybody knows who Michael Jordan is. This guy, you know, is a legend in the sport of basketball. This guy developed basketball and helped make it into what it is today. And I've got to throw out some Michael Jordan logic for you. This guy is an inspiration to me personally, has been for, you know, many, many years. And I think that by, you know, taking some of his advice in hand, you know, really can make something happen for anybody. It's why this man has as many championships and has done as many things as he's done in his accomplishments. So here's some Cowboy logic for you today, courtesy of MJ himself. People too weak to follow their own dreams will always find a way to discourage yours. Just something to think about. You know, so when you think like, you know, everybody's coming down at you, a lot, you might want to take a look at people that are, you know, just might be too weak to follow their own dreams. I don't know. It, you know, to me, it meant a lot. I think it says a lot for some good Cowboy logic. It gives us something to think about for sure. So, I think we're just about out of it. I don't see any callers wanting to jump on board here and talk with us, so, because they haven't hit one on their phone. I know we've got some callers that have been tuned in on the line, but I just don't think we have it in us to sit up here and babble for another 10 minutes. I appreciate the conversation, though. I think we're bringing up some good topics here with the cuts coming up here after Fresno. It's going to certainly, you know, get things, make things more interesting. What I'm curious to see is, are we going to see some of those guys come back? And actually, you know what? At the last minute, we would get a caller on the line. 914, you're on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
Hey, Scott, it's Kat.
Hey, Miss Kat, how are you?
I'm on the trade show floor of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, but I just wanted to stop by and say hi, tell you I made it back from Rodeo Austin Alive last night, although it was iffy.
I hear you. Good times, huh?
It was, well, the crazy thing is, the trade show has taken over the city, so apparently there's no cabs. So I got a cab to drive me out there to the rodeo, but there was no cab willing to drive me back. So I said to the Austin police officer at the front gate, who said, you probably have a 75% chance of getting home tonight. And I said, so what do you mean? I'm supposed to go back in there and pick up some cowboys to give me a ride? And he looks at me and he goes, well, they've been drinking. Yeah, you probably could. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Kat, are you coming up with new lines for your next novel?
Well, I don't know if that was an insult or a compliment that they were drunk. That's the only reason they would drive me home. But
My goodness.
But anyway, I was missing our friends, the Cooper brothers and Shane, because I'm sure I could have convinced one of them to take me home.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it was great. I mean, I brought my roommate who's here with me, my coworker, and she loved it. She was, like, taking pictures of all the roping and the bull riding and the mutton busting. She was hysterical over that. But it was a great show. Dierks Bentley played afterwards. So we had a good time. Once we got home, we were good.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you're enjoying yourself out there. Are you going back out to the event tonight as well?
No, yeah, once was enough. And actually, my boss, we have working meetings every night, so I kind of had to negotiate the time off last night to go. It's a lot of work here, but I was glad
understood.
I got to go.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're glad that you're out there having yourself a good time as well. Make sure you kind of keep us up to date out there. We've been following your tweets, though.
Yeah, I've been tweeting, and the Maniacs are having a great time without me, so I have to keep checking up to see what's happening while I'm not there.
Oh, I hear you. Well, you can blame Shannon Taylor for that one. It seems like she's the one that's filling in your spot out there for the lovely tweets that we're seeing so nicely out there first thing in the morning.
Yep, you should always wake up and follow our tweet stream and see what's going on.
Yep, absolutely. And Christy is actually posting out here to send some pics of some hot Cowboys.
Okay, I will do my best.
Okay. Well, hey, Kat, thank you for jumping on board here with us, and look forward to catching up with you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
All right, guys. Miss Kat Johnson, katjohnson.net. And you know what? We got to throw it out here one more time for her just because we love her so much.
This is Kat Johnson. If you're looking for more than an 8-second ride, check out katjohnson.net.
There you go. And if you guys have not checked out katjohnson.net, make sure you get over there to do that. So anyways, we've thrown out everything I think we've got to throw at you here for the day, fans. Want to thank you all for tuning in. Make sure to check us out tonight. I know we'll be watching Rodeo Houston on BuckersNow.com. We will also be checking out Brendan Clark's show tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And should have a good time. We'll be back at it here tomorrow on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, fans. So until later on this afternoon, y'all get a grip with Making Eight.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.